As a dorm supervisor, Erin Walmsley is in charge of helping to ease the transition for new students to the state-run boarding school. It's his second year at Mount Edgecombe High School, and he says he loves his job.
Yeah, I work with the kids all day, and it's really, really awesome because the Edgecombe kids, they're great.
Walmsley works in the boys' dorm, which houses about 150 students, half of them brand new this year.
So you help them deal with homesickness. You help them deal with a whole different world than they're used to, because a lot of these guys come from villages as small as 50 people. And it's our job as caretakers to help them transition from village life into, as they call, big city life.
Walmsley was once new to Sitka himself. Now 33, he arrived in town 10 years ago from Texas.
My dad was in the Marines, so I'd traveled a lot. And as a kid, we moved a lot. And like I said, I'd just never been to Alaska. And we had had a family friend that had come up here on a cruise. And she was like, I loved it up there. I'm going to move there one day. And well, I ended up moving here.
He met his wife, Erin, and he stayed. Now, he says, Sitka is home.
This is the only place I've stayed for as long as I have. And I'm not going anywhere anytime soon.
But Walmsley says that in 10 years, he's seen changes in Sitka, and he's worried about what the future holds.
When I moved here 10 years ago, Sitka was a bustling community. There were tourists, the economy seemed like it was doing great, and since then, I've seen it turn for the worse.
Walmsley says he's concerned about the drop in tourism and the stores that have closed on Lincoln Street. He says that as an assembly member, the economy would be his top priority.
Because without an economy here, there is no Sitka. Someone posed the question, take away all fishing and take away all tourism, what is there? What can Sitka live off of? And honestly, there's not much.
Walmsley says it's important to support the tourism and fishing industries, but the city also needs to find other economic drivers. He wants to see the city support small businesses like the Baranoff Island Brewing Company, businesses that will make things here in town.
We can't depend on fishing constantly. We can't depend on tourism constantly. We need local economy, stuff that's made here in Sitka, businesses that are going to boost money into the town.
But how exactly do you achieve that? Walmsley admits he isn't entirely sure. But as an assembly member, he says it's something he would push the city to explore. He'd also like to see the city develop more affordable housing and called it flat out wrong that the city doesn't currently fund the school district at the maximum level allowed by state law. Before landing at Mount Edgecombe High School, Walmsley worked at Aurora Business Supply and at Sitka Counseling and Prevention, doing drug and alcohol rehabilitation work. He has an associate's degree in psychology with an emphasis on mental health and chemical dependency. Walmsley has served on the Police and Fire Commission for the past year, but he says he feels called to do more. In part, he says he's been inspired by the students he works with.
These kids, they don't want to do things like, you know, go to parties. They do, but that's not their main goal. A lot of them, there's this one man, he said that he lives in a small village that gets snowed in every single year. And his brother graduated from Mount Edgecombe and went to University of Alaska, became an engineer, an aeronautical engineer. And his brother was his hero because his brother went back to his village. And now he's the only engineer that can work on airplanes. And that's what he wants to do. Now he's looking at going into chemical engineering so he can help produce fresh water for his village.
It's an example that Walmsley has taken to heart.
If these teenagers are fighting and learning as much as they can to improve where they're from, why shouldn't we?
And that, Walmsley says, is the mindset he'd bring to the Sitka Assembly. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholz.